The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome to another edition of MD Radio. This is your Nationals Countdown. We are only 5 short days away from descending on Hotlanta, where the 28th NPC Bodybuilding Figure and Bikini Champions will be crowned. There will be IFBB Pro Cards tossed around like new money, and to help bring us things into clarity for us, we're going to bring in our Pittsburgh liaison, our NPC judge and promoter, Big GU, Gary Udit. Welcome back to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Gary, last week we had Miss Pam Betts on here, man, and she's telling me that we're looking at upwards of 500 or so competitors coming to Hotlanta. What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, not surprising. The way the year has gone, every single event has taken a jump, so you had to figure this one was going to also. It's just, it's odd that we're a month early this year, so it just kind of feels kind of fun. We're heading down there here in October instead of a week before Thanksgiving.
Actually, I think that was an ingenious move, get it away from the Thanksgiving holiday traffic that none of us like to participate in, and keep the momentum going from the Mr. Olympia weekend straight into these national champions. It was 27 years ago, that a young Lee Haney walked off with the very first NPC championships and went on to win 8 consecutive Olympia titles. Living and still residing out in Atlanta, he's got his new supplement line out there, the Lee Haney product line as well, working on the Harvest House. And some great things and great champions have come by way of the NPC Nationals. Gary, I know you've seen your share. I think Kevin Livroni won it out there in Pittsburgh back in 91, if I don't believe.
Yeah, he sure did. And, man, this weekend is so exciting because you can obviously expect that the very best of every single class is going to be there. And hopefully they all hit their mark that night. You know, it's gonna depend on who shows up in shape at that point in time when they walk on stage.
Yeah, well, the bottom line here is most of these guys, a large contingency of the guys, will just be testing the waters. Some of them are very cagey, wily veterans that we're going to be bringing up on the show, namely Keith Williams in our super heavyweight class. He's had 3 first runner-ups leading up into this competition. Of course, a young Steve Kluko in the heavyweight division. The veteran Luis Santos got 2 USA titles to his credit in the welterweight division. This contest for the men there's not going to be a free pass. Whoever winds up walking off with these class victories and their IFBB Pro cards, they're going to have to earn it, correct?
Oh, it's going to be difficult. Those guys you mentioned, Keith, Steve Kuklo, terrific athletes with phenomenal physiques. So it's up to them. They can certainly win these shows, but it's not going to be a cakewalk, like you said. I mean, Keith's going to have to stand there with Todd Jewell, and you got to believe they're going to both be at their very best. So there's no free passes here. There's no doubt about that, Sean.
Yeah, not to mention we are going to have a very good look at the second annual bikini edition of the national championships, where this class is one of the fastest growing classes, and of course we also have the figure ladies to balance things out. A year ago, we watched the beautiful Chris Murrell walk off with that heavyweight title and the overall award for the bodybuilding portion of the show. And we also, that was a hard-fought battle against Kirk DeFrancesco's wife, who I believe is coming back to challenge for that title this year, yeah?
Amber DeFrancesco will be back there, and I'm sure she's at her best. We got to look at her guest posing on Saturday evening, and I can tell you she's ready now.
Well, this isn't the only thing going on in the month of October, or is it, as far as an NPC is concerned? Is there anything else happening in and around? I know we've got that military contest coming up in Florida, I believe.
Oh, there's actually a lot going on. I mean, this coming weekend, obviously, the Nationals is the highlight. There is one event down in Texas. Bob Johnson puts on the Central Texas Showdown in Temple, Texas on Saturday. But, you know, next weekend is a full slate with Steve Weinberger's got the New England Championships up in Boston. Mm-hmm. Remy Berninga puts on the Western Michigan up in Granville. Michigan. Diana Cadeau has her Diana Classic in Fort Lauderdale on the 23rd. And Jen Hendershot has gone into the ranks of the promoters along with Trey Bennett. And they put on the Big Shot Classic in Charleston, South Carolina. So, and we're still moving along, and there's going to be a lot of events going all the way into November.
Right on. Well, we do know we're going to have Diana Cadeau come on at the end of the hour to talk up her pro body, her amateur show, being the only female pro bodybuilder next to Linda Murray putting on competitions. We got to give her mad respect. It's her second year. She's got Kai Greene as a guest poser. You will be in Atlanta this coming weekend, correct?
I'll be there. I look forward to seeing you, Sean, and it's going to be a great event, man.
Right on, brother. We're going to catch up with all these national champions. We know that Bill Wilmore is going to come up from Florida. Lee Haney's going to be right there and representing, and Jason Hud, the USA champion, will be there. So it's going to be a great time out in Hotlanta. The 28th anniversary of the NPC Championships takes place this Friday and Saturday. Thanks a lot for calling in, Gary.
Thank you, Sean. Bye-bye.
All right, you the man. Let's move it right along. Let's get to the action, the competitors, the guys vying for the IFB Pro Card, trying to join the likes of Kevin Lavrone and some of the other NPC champions that have been just stellar as bodybuilders, Tony Freeman, Johnny Jackson. The list is long, colorful. Bob Parrish, Gary Stridham, Mike Christian, a couple class winners in there. Mr. Olympia four times. Jay Cutler won his division back in the day. And, of course, Rich Kaspari won the light heavyweight division back competing against Lee Haney in 1982. But let's bring on the big Keith Williams, the Minnesota Mountain of Muscle. Welcome back to MD Radio.
What's up? How you doing, Sean?
Good, man. There's like a little delay in there. I try to give you this big build-up, and I hear dead silence. Dude, you're out here in Minnesota where tonight Brett Favre is about to tackle his old team, the Jets. But you've got bigger fish to fry this Friday and Saturday, man. You've been a three-time bridesmaid. I don't even want to begin to wonder what that's like coming so close to getting an IFBB Pro Card. What do you have on tap this Friday and Saturday for us in Atlanta?
A better and more conditioned, fuller package than I had the last two shows. I felt that me and, I teamed up with Hani for this show, and we changed a lot of things from the North Americans in the last 6 weeks. I brought out a lot more things that I never even knew I had, and tapped into some things I wasn't shown before, and I'm excited to go on stage and come out even better than I have the last two shows, and I'm actually really excited.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you're coming off the North America. You did the exact same thing a year ago. You did the USA North America. Did you hit the Nationals last year?
No, I didn't hit the Nationals last year. I heeded some advice from Jim and Robin Chang and some guys, and basically wanted to take the year off because going into Nationals. After doing those two shows and putting everything into it, if I would have, not did as well, it would have kind of pushed me backwards. But so I decided to take off from the Nationals and get ready for the USA Championships.
Right. You took it on the chin, man, out there in Cleveland, Ohio, September the 4th. It wasn't that long ago. I'm sure it still stings a little bit, but somewhere within that comprehension of being a bridesmaid, knowing that you have a chance if you just win your class, you win the pro card, you're going to have to run into some Steve competition. You've met all these guys before, Steve Kluko, and Todd Jewell, some very familiar names, Robert Bernica. What do you make of your chances going into Atlanta this Saturday?
I'm not one like these. A lot of these guys post up and put pictures up. All I know is that I'm better than I was at the North Americans, and I'm damn sure better than I was at USA's. And that being said, I hope they have the game faces on because I'm ready.
Well, what could you possibly have done in the past 6 weeks? I'm trying to see where you would begin because you look like you're ready to go. Give me something I can look forward to seeing that's different from you this weekend as compared to Cleveland.
Let's Keith Williams coming to HD, put it that way.
HD, the big mountain of Minnesota muscle.
You can put your TV glasses on if you want to.
All right, man. I love it when you start talking smack. We're looking forward to seeing you Friday when you hit the stage, bro.
No, for sure, bro. I appreciate having me on the radio again.
All right, that's big Keith Williams calling that of Minnesota. We'll see him this weekend throwing down in the super heavyweight division. Thanks for calling in. Let's switch gears. With this weekend's competition coming up, we've got several callers that are trying to get through. There's got Joel Thomas, Brian Barth calling out of Texas, who's making his comeback to the national championships, Fred Biggie Smalls out of Maryland, Luis Santa will be joining us. There was rumors out there that he might be dropping down a class. Those rumors are not true. He's not dropping down from the welters to the lights or the lights to the bantamweights. Luis Santa staying right where he is at. going to do the welterweight division and go for that very elusive IFBB Pro card, where he's got two victories to his credit already at the USA Bodybuilding Championships. We've got a young Steve Klucko going to be calling in out of Texas. This guy's 24, 25 years old, wound up in sixth place at the USA Championships, arguably could have been in that top five, battled Dusty Hanshaw tooth and nail, certainly looked much, much improved by Saturday. Too little, too late. He was relegated to sixth place and couldn't cut the mustard in order to break into that top five. He promises to be bigger, harder, and that's going to be very surprising if he is, because this is a guy that's packed with lots of potential. And calling in shortly here, Big B. Ray. He's made the transfer from the D.C., Washington, D.C., all the way out here to Oakland, California. And the guy's trying to find himself, the boyfriend of Christy Hawkins, who won her IFBB Pro card at the very same show, the Nationals. Didn't hit it right last time he was out there. He's not getting any younger. He promises to bring the detail, the matchup with the muscles, and correct some of those problematic areas. So when he calls in, we're going to hear directly from the horse's mouth. Let's move it over here to L.A. and bring on our middleweight contender, a guy that was third place at the USA Championships, Big Danny Hester, trainer to the stars. Welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, thanks. Who's this, Sean?
Yeah, man. Who's this? Sean, I love it. Yeah, thanks for calling into MD Radio, man. You're one of those guys, 40-plus bodybuilder, taking third after some time away from bodybuilding at the USA's. You seem to be kind of a genetic freak, and yet here you are on the verge of the national championships, and if you win your class, you actually win a pro card. What do you make of all that?
Well, I knew I could have did it a long time ago. You know, to me, it's just staying in the game that's important and just showing the fans your hard work and, you know, your physique, because everyone's got their opinion on what their physique should look like and, you know, what the ideal is. So I'm not too caught up in all the hype as far as, you know, who should win and this and that. I just think if everybody does their best and comes in with the best that they can do, I think everybody wins.
Well, what did you work on since the USA Championships that's going to make you more competitive this weekend?
A little more fullness. I'm going to come in harder. A little more sweep, shoulder, just more polished, you know. Fullness, really, because the most of the guys seems to be the trend, even more so than before, is coming down a lot from what weight class they really are. I mean, I get a lot of guys that should be light heavies into the middleweights now, you know, and heavyweights going into light heavyweights.
Right. Well, Danny, we videotaped you like an MD in the trenches. We had Jordan Blackman visit Gold's Gym in Venice to get you training in the gym. Hopefully that'll get up before you get out to Atlanta. We're very short on time. We've got a lot of guests to get to. We'll look forward to big things from you this weekend in Atlanta, man. Welcome back to the national championships.
Cool. Thanks, Sean.
All right, that's Danny Hester calling out of L.A. We're going to look for him in the middleweight division. Take our first commercial break here. Come up with the contenders right after this commercial break on our eve of the 28th annual NPC National Bodybuilding Figure and Bikini Championships.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell-swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxel, Adipoxal isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxal is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxal's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxal. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Drive it up! This guy is kicking! Drive! Again! Come on, now, he's kicking! Come on! Finish it? Yeah!
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Come on then, let's get nasty now! Finish it off!
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMedsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth. Once again, we are on the countdown to the 28th annual NPC National Championships. We're on the line with the contenders. All the guys trying to vie for this competition want to get that ever-elusive IFBB Pro card and join the likes of Jay Cutler, Phil Heath, Kai Green, Victor Martinez, Hidetada Yamaguchi, and the Big Bad Wolf so that they can, once in a lifetime, stand on stage at the Joe Weider Mr. Olympia Championships. This is where champions and dreams come true. Hotlanta this Friday and Saturday. These guys will all be going bang up and head to head. Speaking of big and banging, let's bring on the big Texan, Big Steve Kuklo out of Texas, getting ready for the super heavyweight competition this Saturday night. Big Steve, welcome to MD Radio.
What's up, guys, man? Thanks for having me on.
Steve, pronounce your last name.
Kuklo. Yeah. I know it gets misspelled and pretty much raped everywhere, like Kuklo and all that, but Kuklo, it said.
That's funny. With big lips like mine, I have a hard time with names like that. Steve, tell me what you're bringing to the stage, because you know what? You came up very fast and very hard by Saturday during that photo shoot with Per Bernal. You looked like a totally different bodybuilder from Friday night at the USA's this past July to Saturday. You almost put yourself in the hunt, but it just seemed like you had too much ground to cover. You barely missed that top five finalist. What did you do since July till now that's going to make you a standout super heavyweight?
Pretty much I took a step back and said, you know, I took what I could from that show as far as what I did that made me look a little watery on Friday, and then what pretty much brought me into where I need to be on Saturday, and it was just those, you know, last few minute little things could, you know, screw up 16 weeks of work. So pretty much I'm just going to limit the amount of variables that I do. We just keep everything pretty much the same. I mean, this show was, I guess you could say, a easier prep in the way that, since already being in shape at the USA's, is pretty much just staying in shape and just fine-tuning and try to put on muscle if possible. And I spent about 4 or 5 weeks kind of like a mini off-season just really hitting it hard and bump my calories up and just try to get everything going again and just dial it in for this show.
Right. Well, in the process, are you paying attention to some of these guys you got to go headstrong into? You sat out the North Americas. where arguably you could have been right there in the hunt. You decided to wait for the big competition where men are born out of the national championships. What do you think you needed to improve besides just dropping the water? Was it just a water thing, or were you able to pack on a little bit more muscle, or what are you weighing?
Pretty much I'm right where I was at the USA's. Right now I'm in low 260s in my last day to plead, and then I'll start bringing in some carbs and start filling back out. And that's my big challenge is staying full, because I have a tendency to flatten out really fast, and my body just processes carbs and glycogen like no other, and it's just constantly been a battle to learn what I need to do, and it's pretty much just eat. I mean, I just need to keep on eating just to stay full, and when I do, I mean, that's what I did Saturday. I was just eating like crazy, and I was just getting fuller and harder, and that's pretty much my what I have to do. And I know they're definitely the top guys are going to be there at Nationals, and you know, if you're going to win one, I figure it's going to be the USA or Nationals. It's going to, like I heard you name the list of people that have won Nationals, man. Those are the best guys in the sport. So, well, I figured if I'm going to do it, I might as well go for a big one.
Well, that is a big one you're trying to bite off there. You're going to run into the likes of Robert Bernicka, Brian Yerski, Todd Jewell, Dan Neumeyer, Big Sean Allen. I mean, you know these names all too well, so you're not afraid of anybody coming into this contest, are you?
No, you know, like I always say, man, all these guys are top-notch, can go on a pro stage and do really well, and pretty much, you know, only competitor in kind of the sport is yourself. You know, it's a one-on-one yourself type sport, and I mean, you only have you to blame if you don't bring the package you want to bring. So I feel good, and I'm definitely going to bring what I need to bring.
Right on. Well, we look forward to seeing big things out of you, Big Steve. Your future looks very bright, and great job of bouncing back there at the USA's. Let's see if you can keep that momentum going come Atlanta.
You got it, man. I appreciate you guys. Look forward to seeing you in a couple days.
Big Steve Kluko out of Texas. We'll see him this weekend. We're going to move it across the country all the way over to Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, and bring on Big Freddie Biggie Smalls. Fred Smalls, welcome to MD Radio.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Right on, bro.
Quick correction, though. I'm actually from Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, that's a huge difference. I don't know why they told me on my statistics here that you are from Baltimore, but we got that correct. Wilmington, Delaware. And what is out of Delaware, by the way?
What is Delaware small, man?
I know it's small, but what's it known for besides you?
The first state.
There you go. Well, see, let's get a little history lesson. That's the first state in the Union?
That's right.
Man, I've been out of school a long time, but you're never too old to learn. Fred, you've been here. This is not something that's new for you. This Friday and Saturday has got to be one of those mark your calendars, do or die, bring the pain. I mean, you've got a lot of people in your corner cheering for you. I remember a year ago I sat there with George Farah as you were slipping down into third place, and this year you climbed up into second place at the USA Championships. What do you make of your preparation going into the Nationals this weekend?
You know, Sean, I never really came off the diet. I came off for a week and got right back on. I think the time of the length of time that I've been dieting is going to really pay dividends for me. You know, when we were getting ready for the USA, we were coming all the way down from 280, and the body's so sensitive. We had already dropped so much weight that I think in us trying to carb up and fill out, I think my body just hoarded those calories and didn't. I just held on to more than I should have, you know, in terms of fluid, because the next day, just some small tweaks, and I dropped like 7 pounds. My body was so sensitive at that point. so, you know, what we're going to try and do is just, you know, I've been dieting more consistently, so it shouldn't take a whole lot of tricks. I'm tighter right now than I've ever been. The knock on me are my legs, and they're already in better shape than I've ever seen them. So, you know, I put all my trust in God, put my trust in George, and I think he'll have the right plan for me.
Well, tell me how that works. When you're training with a guru, George is based out of Rochester, New York. You're up there in the state of Delaware. Are you just exchanging pictures over the internet? I mean, is he in the gym with you on an iPod telling you how to, you know, come on, 5 more reps? I mean, what is the role of the guru?
Well, and for me, you know, George has only tweaked my training program one time. That was the first year we got together. But other than that, you know, he always says my symmetry and my muscle groups fit pretty well, so he doesn't need to tweak my training. I do my own training.
Right.
what I do with George is, you know, I send him pictures sometimes up to 3 times a week. But I have a guy in the gym that's been watching me since I was pretty much 18, and, you know, through his critiques And his feedback is typically what I tell George verbally and then what George sees in the pictures.
Right on. Well, so you know automatically out of the chute, you've got to get the legs a little harder, a little more separation. Namely, these contests are being won and lost on the backside. So
yeah.
I'm assuming that you attack the back for the more detail. You have the size. You have the thickness. It's just it seems like there's that thin layer that's always haunting you on that first blush at prejudging. That's something you think you've got a better grasp on this time around?
Lord knows, I hope so. I think, again, like I said, I'm already in better shape than I've ever been in. You know, I haven't touched water, sodium. I'm as flat as can be right now because I haven't started filling out, and already my glutes are striated more than I've ever seen them. I have vascularity to my hamstrings, something I've never had. So I'm already ahead of where I've already been. I feel like I could step on stage now and outperform what I've done so far. So
yeah, it seems the further away from the stage I get, the more I hear guys making references to glutes as a measurement of where they're at condition-wise. It seems like, do you think the judges put too much emphasis on that? I mean, a handful of guys might have had a cut here or two on their glutes when I was coming up. I don't remember Labrada ever having shredded glutes and several other bodybuilders, but now it seems the yard mark is, you know, you wait till the guy turns around and it's like his hams are soft or his glutes are soft. Are the glutes that important of a deal, or are the judges making too much much to do about nothing?
For me, when you look at, for instance, I think Flex Wheeler and you had some of the best physiques ever.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my mom actually the other day, and I said it's surreal because you text me and told me to come on your show, and I got a picture from when I lived in my mom's house of you doing a bicep pose. So it's kind of crazy.
And
what I'm saying is this. I think Flex Wheeler had one of the best physiques ever, yet he never won Mr. Olympia because when Ronnie turned around, his glutes and hams were just so far superior to what Flex,
right.
Flex Wheeler displayed. And mm-hmm. even though every other shot I thought Flex had him on. So, I mean, I don't know whether they put too much emphasis on it, but it is what it is, and that's what I've been working on to try and change.
Right on.
That when I turn around, because I feel in every time I've been in that top three, I've displayed the best back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or at least one of the best backs up there. But my hamstrings and glutes haven't always been up to, up to everyone else's, so that's what I'm working on. That's
right
on.
Well, you know, if you have it in your arsenal, it's just one less thing for the judges to criticize you, because you're going to need everything come this Saturday night against Big Will Hamilton, Brian Barth, Leonard Hawkins, Joel Thomas, PJ Braun. I mean, this lineup over there is no joke. I just have a sense that it's going to bring out the best of everyone, because these guys that were at the USA's that didn't fare well, and the guys that were at the Nationals that didn't fare well, they're going to sell it out come Friday and Saturday night, and I know you're going to bring it, right, Biggie?
Yeah, I feel if I bring my best package, I got it. So.
All right, well, we're going to find out this Friday and Saturday. Travel safe down to Hotlanta. We'll all be there, Team MD, descending on Atlanta this Friday and Saturday night to find out what Fred Biggie Smalls is bringing from Delaware. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to go down a weight class and bring on some other bodybuilders that are also trying to get that very elusive IFBB Pro card, which can only be had by way of this Friday and Saturday in Atlanta at the 28th Annual NPC National Championships. Thanks for calling in, Big Fred. Take a commercial break.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Dark Side 4 is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Let's go, let's keep going again. Come on now, let's kick it. Finish it.
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now. Finish it off.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie, so act like you know me.
Say it with me. NPC National Championship that is coming up this Friday and Saturday in Atlanta. And we're going to switch gears here just a little bit and bring on a relative newcomer to the fray, making his national championship debut. Let's bring on our heavyweight, Big Joel Thomas. Joel, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Joel, it seems like you're nobody from nowhere, but when I look at these pictures, it doesn't seem like you're nobody, and it doesn't sound like you're going to be from nowhere very long.
I'm nobody from nowhere. That's trying to sneak in.
Every national championship has somebody that's kind of nobody from nowhere that seems to turn heads. And right now, from what I'm seeing on the preview, you might be that guy. You're 26 years young. You got a powerlifting background. And suddenly you find yourself getting ready to step on this stage. You won the 2007 NPC All-South Bodybuilding Championships. You
2009,
won the
2009. Yeah, it was 2009 that I won. Yeah,
2009, and you won the Dexter Jackson Classic, I believe.
I placed maybe third there. I did really well last year at the 2009 All-South. I can't remember the guy's name. I beat an overall, Robert. He's from overseas.
Okay.
I beat a super heavyweight in the overall, and a lot of the judges were really excited about my physique, particularly. And tried to talk me into doing nationals last year. Me and my trainer discussed it right after the show, and I guess decided that I'd take some time off and grow and really come in the condition that I should. So I'm really excited. I'm exactly where I want to be. I think this is as good as I can be for this year. You know.
Speaking of where you want to be, where are you out of? Where are you from?
I am from Lake City, Florida. It's just north of Gainesville. I actually live in Gainesville now.
Okay. So. Yeah, Florida's a hotbed for bodybuilders. You got out there the USA champion, Jason Hunt, Dexter Jackson, Bill Wilmore, Darren Charles, Diana Cadu. I mean, are you trying to be the next to join the list? I'm going to name some names off, but Can you see yourself here with these guys, Lee Haney, Bob Parris, Mike Christian, Phil Williams, Gary Stridham, Vince Taylor, Troy Zuccolato, Al Q Gurley, Kevin Lavroni, Mike Francois, Don Long, Tom Prince, Orval Burke, Victor Martinez, Tony Freeman, Evan Sitapani, Ed Nunn, Cedric McMillan. Can you see Joel Thomas up there somewhere?
Yeah, hey, that sounds great to me. That'd be perfect.
What are you bringing to the stage, man? I know you got this powerlifting background. Is that how you started on the game? You just were throwing around some heavy poundages?
Kind of how I started out is my dad was a bodybuilder. I've always loved bodybuilding. While I was in high school, you know, I never competed in bodybuilding. Just, I wrestled and did weightlifting for school, and I kind of just had to be competing in something always. Since I was 3 years old, I did gymnastics until I was 14. Then I went straight over to wrestling. So as soon as my high school career was over in wrestling, I kind of decided I needed to compete in something. I went into powerlifting. I did really well in that. Started doing bench press only contests. A guy's name is Bert Abbott. He's you know, it was a really big deal to me. He's passed away now, but he talked me into doing a bodybuilding show 22 days out from the show.
Wow.
I did a 22-day diet and won the little Mr. Lake City contest. And every year since then, I've taken a whole year off to grow, work on my weak areas, and come back better. And I've been better every year. So,
well, Joe,
I'm excited. I'm a lot better than the pictures from the 2009 stuff. So I know they were getting a lot of good hype.
Yeah.
So I'm excited this year.
And for very good reason, man. I mean, you're bringing a lot of weight, a lot of size. Give me your how tall and how heavy are you?
I'm 5'8". Right now I'm around 226, carb depleting, so I've dropped a little bit of last-minute weight up. May come in as low as 220. It just depends on, I guess, how much water I lose and how much I carb up. So
you don't have that far to travel, man. I'm picking you as the X factor in this contest. Nobody from nowhere to walk off with the heavyweight division, but there's some guys out there that are going to be fighting tooth and nail, and they're going to have a lot to say about that.
Oh, yeah, hey. I'm excited either way. I just want to be on the stage. I want to get a good response from people. And hey, that's awesome, man. I appreciate all the recognition you guys have given me. Really just in no time. I got a video posted last week and a lot of people got excited about it. Some pictures that got posted last week and, you know, here I am on the radio.
Breath of fresh air, man. We're going to wish you all the best here from Team MD and we'll look forward to seeing you this Friday and Saturday in Atlanta.
Good deal. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. That's your heavyweight Joel Thomas about to make his NPC National debut in Hotlanta against some very tough, very competitive, hungry bodybuilders vying for IFBB pro cards. Let's shift over to the big state, the Lone Star State of Texas, where we've got a comeback of sorts. Big Brian Barth, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean.
Brian, you're cool as the other side of the pillow, my friend. Are you sleeping?
No, I'm just, you know, listening to the show and, you know, appreciating Joel's commentary on his progress. And
what do you got to say about that, man? I mean, this is a guy that's kind of coming up out of nowhere, and you've been around for a while. Give us a short version of your trek to the Nationals this year.
I came back. It's been about 2 years. So I tore my pec back in 2008, and that kind of put me down. Went through a few other things personally, and you know, Branch Warren got me ready for the 2007 Nationals, and he put me in touch with George, and I've been with George ever since. So when I decided to come back to start competing again, we started getting ready for the Arnold Amateur. I didn't know that it was such a high caliber of competition and that the guys were from overseas. So I kind of stepped off into deep water for my first show back, but I'm glad that I did. Went into off season per se, didn't really gain a lot of weight, just kind of stayed close to the diet, and George and I discussed it, and he thought that we could come in bigger and harder for Nationals, and we started the prep.
Well, where are you at right now? You're one of those guys, I mean, you're hard, you're grainy, you get in shape, you make it hard for a guy that just has natural genetics because you come in such good condition. Give us some of your statistics going into this weekend show.
Right now I'm 5'7", barely, and right now my weight's around 220, and me and George at this point have already, I mean, we really didn't do a depletion, we just started carbing up and doing a little water manipulation here and there, and I'm pretty much just going to walk into the show and show what I've got. I was ready 2 weeks out, so I feel pretty good about going into the show, and like I said, I don't have horrible genetics, but I don't have the most, you know, phenomenal genetics like Paul DeMeo and yourself and so on and so forth, but
Right, well, you bring a level of conditioning that's going to be very competitive, and people are looking forward to seeing what you're made of on this national stage, someplace that you're familiar with, man. Anybody you got to give a shout-out to? We got some other people waiting to get up in here and give a shout-out. I know we're going to see some big things from you this weekend.
I've just, you know, yourself for, you know, giving me some pointers when you were here at the Junior USA, George Farah for always believing in me and kind of giving me the support that I need, and, you know, Angela Pena for just being the girl that's, you know, always supported me and took care of my food and so on and so forth, so I could do this and I could make it to the show.
Yeah, it takes a village, man, but you know what? You got everything it takes, and we're going to look forward to some big things from you this weekend, Brian. All the best.
I appreciate it, Sean. Thank you.
All right, that's big Brian Barth. Look for him in the heavyweight division going after that IFBB Pro card. He's going to have to slay some giants along the way, and he is fully capable. Let's shift gears and bring on, out of the Oak Town, who's right now currently on the Eastern Seaboard out in Florida, Brandon Ray. What's up, Brandon?
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
B-Ray, welcome back to MD Radio. You're no stranger to big-time bodybuilding. You've had a full year of being pretty much invisible Osama bin Laden style. Are we going to see
exactly
the best B-Ray we've ever seen?
Yeah, well, I mean, I purposely did that. You know, I mean, I had a goal right after the Nationals. I had a game plan, and I was just so focused on that. So, you know, when so many people didn't hear from me or see me as often, that's because 9 times out of 10, I was just in the gym and making sure I was getting the meals in that were necessary, you know, doing everything that was necessary to bring a better package this year.
Right,
so,
well, no doubt.
I just totally focused, you know, on the show.
Yeah, no doubt you were in very good company. All of these guys have been under construction for the better part of the year. Some have competed a few times. In the mean, you know, they have been more visible than yourself. Last year, I saw you there at the Nationals, and I was telling you, I said, you know, you got to come in better condition. You have all the tools. You got to be ripped. You got to be shredded. And you kind of were going back and forth about that. You thought you were where you thought you were. Did you reassess that and do anything about it from last year's competition? I mean, or what did you?
Oh no, it wasn't necessarily that. Like, I felt that the guys that placed ahead of me deservedly placed ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was their night and they were better. And you know, it was just a matter of you know, I didn't have everything in place that I needed to to be my best. And and that can do a lot with everything outside of the gym as well. So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I cleared everything out and, you know, I could just focus on the show and, you know, having Don Long, you know, pushing me, you know, it just made it so much easier. I mean, he gave me the exact number of sets, the exact number of reps, the exact number of carbs and protein. He gave me that blueprint. And with any construction, I mean, if you're going to build a skyscraper, you better make sure that blueprint is as detailed and you know, as possible.
Yeah, and have a very strong foundation, which you do have. We're going to leave it at that, Brandon. We've got a commercial break to take here, man. But we look forward to your return after 1 year, 365 days in seclusion, building that B-Ray frame that everybody is looking forward to come this Friday and Saturday. You ready?
I'm absolutely ready.
All right, we'll look for B-Ray in the light heavyweight division. How much you weighing real quick?
I'm 204 right now.
Woo! B-Ray bringing the beef. We've got to bring that detail with it. We're going to find out Friday, Saturday night in Atlanta. Take our final commercial break here at MD Radio and bring on our two-time reigning and defending welterweight USA champion looking for a national title to add to his credit after this break.
Everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you
want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world, VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today, where other companies fall short, VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Die! This guy's kick! Die! Again! Come on, guys, kick it! Finish it?
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now! Finish it off!
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxyl. Adipoxyl isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxyl is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxyl's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxyl. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at HumaPro.com and give the bathroom a break.
The next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the
truth and these other boys. All right, we're closing down episode number 81, The Contenders, separating the who's who from the who's not, and bringing back our two-time reigning defending USA welterweight champion, Luis Santa. Welcome back to MD Radio.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate the invite.
Dude, you are the man of the hour. First of all, a couple guys have already called me and said, what? He's dropping down from welters to bantamweights. Impossible. What? He's going from lightweight to bantamweight. So we screwed everything up over the preview. I had you drop from lightweight to bantamweight. Rumor had it you were going from welterweight to lightweight. I don't know the differences, but was there ever a time you were contemplating changing classes, or was that just misinformation?
No, that was crazy. That was misinformation. I tell you the truth, my phone blew up after they heard that.
Yeah.
And for some reason, everyone just started calling me and asking me, hey, you're dropping to lightweights. I even had a couple lightweights that are going to be contenders text me and ask me, hey, you're dropping down to the lightweights? Why didn't you tell me? I'm like, hey, what?
Dude, do you see the fear at the dimension of you changing?
But no, I would actually have to cut a limb off if I wanted to drop to the lightweights. I struggle just to make welters right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how much are you weighing and what do you plan on hitting the stage at? Because you got to weigh in, what, Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday night. I'll be weighing in on Thursday night. Right now, I woke up at 173 this morning, so 8 pounds away from weight class. But, you know, the weigh-in is always at night, so
yeah.
I should be around 175 at night, which is still 10 pounds from weight class. Is something that's very doable. Done it before. We'll do it again. One more time is the last time I'll compete as a welter. Hoping I get this pro card on Saturday night, and then moving up to the 202s, letting the body grow.
Yeah, you got to let the body grow, man. But you know what? You're pretty decorated. You're joining the likes of a Jose Raymond and even a Jason Arns. If you can come off this USA victory and add a national title, I mean, your amateur run would be pretty complete, yeah?
I tell you the truth. I feel like I tell my friends, you know, I feel like I'm actually living the dream already. This was a dream to actually try to become a professional bodybuilder. And it's already kind of, you know, like living it. You know, I've had sponsors behind me.
Who are you sponsored, by the way?
I'm sponsored by Pro Body Solutions.
Yeah, okay, uh-huh.
Great company right now, great products, to be honest with you. Not trying to give them a plug-in or anything, but just, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, I'll take that, but, you know, some don't.
Are you a military guy, too, by the way?
Yes, sir. I'm actually in the Air Force right now. I'm at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama.
Right on. We'll represent those guys, man. We're cutting it short here because we're wrapping up the show. We're going to see you. I know you're getting ready to head out to Atlanta, man, but hopefully you can add that national title to that very colorful career that you had as an amateur and get up there and do battle with the 202s maybe next year.
Most definitely. I'm going out there. I'm going to give them a battle. There's a lot of good guys in that division, but I'm going to give them hell.
No doubt. This is a very stacked class, and you can't take nothing for granted, man. We look forward to seeing Luis Santa. Santa's coming to town this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Look for him in the welterweight division to barely crack the weight class, and then by the time he hits the stage, he'll be looking like a super heavy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's Luis Santa. Thanks
for
calling
in,
brother.
Thank you for the
we're going to switch gears really quick. We've got I have to be pro bodybuilder who put herself back in contention at this year's Ms. Olympia Championships. Diana Cadu's got some late-breaking information to share with you guys. Welcome to MD Radio, Miss Diana.
Thank you, Sean.
Diana, we've got like barely 2.5 minutes left, and I know you are one of the few women bodybuilders out there this side of Betty Parizo and Linda Murray that are actually actively promoting bodybuilding competitions and giving back to our industry. Real quick, give us the particulars on your show coming up October the 23rd out there in Florida.
Well, it's my second year, and it's a national qualifier for bikini figure fitness. So it's going to be really good. I got the men guest poser, Mr. Kai Green, this year. And I got three other guest poser, and it's just going to be wonderful. It's in Fort Lauderdale this year at the Performing Arts Center. It's a beautiful auditorium. So get ready to come and see Kai and all of us, you know, and the athlete in support.
Where's the website that people can go to find more information about it?
It's at the www.dianacadoclassic, okay. And you can call at the the post office for, I mean, the box office, sorry, for the tickets. It's 954-462-0222. It's post on Facebook, actually.
All right, Diana. Hey, thanks for updating us on that information. Of course, we'd like to bring you on with a little more time prior to your competition, if not immediately following your show, but we'll get to that. We're on the eve of the 28th annual NPC National Bodybuilding Figure and Bikini Champions taking place this Friday and Saturday in Hotlanta at the Hyatt Regency downtown in Atlanta. So make sure you come to the MD website. If you don't know the address, it's www.muscularDevelopment.com, where you can find out all your news and information. We'll be there as Team MD descends on Atlanta with play-by-play, in-room videos, an exclusive interview with the first-ever NPC champion, the great Lee Haney, 8-time Mr. Olympia, where the ball got started way back when. And for MD Radio, episode number 81, we come to a close. A special thanks to all of our guests, our contenders. Let me see if I can remember. We had Steve Klucko, Joel Thomas, Brandon Ray, Brian Barth, Fred Biggie Smalls, Diana Cadu, of course, Louis Santa, and I know I'm forgetting somebody, but you know what? We're going to see you guys all this weekend. For Team MD, I'm Sean Ray. We'll catch you on episode number 82 with the NPC wrap-up next Monday right here. Same time, same station. Peace and we're out. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.